This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Islamic State is claiming credit for Monday night's bombing at the end of a concert in the UK city of Manchester, which has left 22 people dead. The attack taking place as people began leaving a concert by American pop star Ariana Grande on Monday evening. British Prime Minister Theresa May is saying police and security service do know the identity of the suspected suicide bomber, but say they're not prepared to identify him as of yet. She also says it was a lone attack, but have not said whether the attacker had help. Monday's attack, the deadliest in Britain since four British Muslims killed 52 people in suicide bombings on London's transport system in 2005. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of condolence to Queen Elizabeth II following a deadly blast at the Manchester Arena. In his message, Xi Jinping extended condolences to the victims and sympathy for the injured and their families. Chinese leader says the Chinese government, as well as the Chinese people, will stand firm with the British people through this difficult time. Chinese authorities allotting the new confirmation of a new U.S. ambassador to China. The U.S. Senate confirming Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the new ambassador to China on Monday. Longest-serving governor in the U.S., Branstad has been credited with working hard to promote exchanges and cooperation at local levels between the two countries for years. A statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry says it hopes the new ambassador will use his experience to help enhance mutual exchanges and understanding between the two peoples. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi calling on South Korea to take steps to pull the thorn out of its relationship with China. On the sidelines of a visit to Cote d'Ivoire, Wang Yi suggesting Beijing has noticed a readiness of the new South Korean government to solve the issue concerning the THAAD anti-missile system. The minister noting the visit to Beijing by an envoy of South Korea's new president earlier this month, saying it reflects Seoul's desire to maintain a friendly relationship with China, as well as a South Korean willingness to improve bilateral relations. U.S. President Donald Trump vowing to do whatever it takes to achieve a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians. He's made the promise following a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Bethlehem. That meeting coming just a day after Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump saying both Abbas and Netanyahu have assured him that they're both prepared to work toward achieving peace in good faith. Trump has been suggesting he could be the U.S. president who can successfully broker a deal that has proven elusive to his predecessors dating back decades. South Korean military reportedly firing on a drone which crossed over into South Korean territory from North Korea on Tuesday afternoon. Seoul says the device, which it is describing as a projectile at this point, crossing the military demarcation line in Chulron County in the central part of the peninsula, later returning back across the north after the South fired some 90 rounds in its vicinity. South Korean forces also issuing a warning broadcast. South Korean military says it is trying to identify the device in question. Ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye appearing in court for her first hearing over a set of corruption charges. Park facing 18 criminal charges, including bribery, abuse of power, extortion, and the leaking of government secrets. It's her first public appearance since she was taken into custody on March 31st. If convicted on the bribery charge, Park could face at least 10 years in prison. Choi Soon-sil, Park's longtime confidant, and Lot Group Chair Shin Dong-bin also appearing in court in Seoul as well. Google's AlphaGo narrowly defeating top Chinese Go chess player Ke Jie in the first match of a best-of-three showdown, 19-year-old world number one conceding defeat by just half a point, the closest margin possible. AlphaGo shooting to fame last year after a decisive 4-1 victory over South Korean Go chess master Lee Sedol in a five-round showdown. China's manned submersible Jialong standing by above the world's deepest point in the Mariana Trench in the Western Pacific for its first dives of the year. Submersible is set to go to a depth of 4,800 meters later on this Tuesday in a dive that will last for around 9 hours. Tuesday's dive, a prelude to four additional dives being planned, including one to a depth of 6,700 meters. 12 people are confirmed dead and another 15 others hurt following a traffic accident outside Hebei's provincial capital on Tuesday morning. Oil tanker rear-ending a coal truck and a highway tunnel linking the cities of Shijiazhuang and Zhangjiakou. The crash setting fire to the tanker, leading to an explosion which killed a dozen people on site. The explosion inside the tunnel strong enough to damage nearby homes, injuring some of the people inside. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.